Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, people on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, we always give honor to God for who is in control of everything and everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. First of all, I'm going to take this call. This call has been on right before I got on almost. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead on and take this first caller. Then we're going to go on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Caller 919, you are live and on the air.
Yes, Prophetess, I'll wait and go until you finish ministering. I didn't know if you minister individuals, you know, by the, you know, area code, but I'll wait until you finish ministering, you know, going over the word, and you can check back with me.
Amen, because sometimes we don't have time. I mean, do you have a prayer request at this time, ma'am?
Yes, I'm trying. I want the family, my siblings, to agree to sell the property at a certain amount of money. So we can go ahead and, you know, we all can go ahead about, you know, our ways, you know, with some money, you know, instead of holding on to land and then be sitting there for 10 or 15 years. I want to go ahead and see if we can sell it.
Okay. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them come together, Lord God, as you see fit, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bring peace, Lord God, through everything that they have to go through, oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you know best. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bring them together, Lord God, in a circle with peace among each and every one of them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So we ask you, Lord God, to order their steps, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we speak, Lord God, to the wind and the waves. We say, peace, be still through everything, Lord God, that they talk about as they go through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, keep the peace in Jesus' name, because we know, Lord God, family is an important part. So let no one, Lord, come in with discord. We ask you to let them stay at peace through everything that they have to go through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling, caller. Amen. Amen. We got to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to give the announcements. Hallelujah. You know, if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. My God. You don't want to miss Elder, amen, coming in like a storm against the enemy. Glory to God. Just awesome word all the way through. Amen. Glory to God. And Elder, is faith come by hearing? Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then next, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the next Hour of Power, it will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, I want you to make sure, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between me and Minister Elaine. You can go get some water, get some Kool-Aid. Hey, you can get some lemon juice, or whatever you prefer, glory to God. And get ready and go over and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine on her show. You know, love is what it does. So make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And if you move on up, we have none other than one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, amen, the founder and president, Pastor Joseph Rouse, glory to God. And it comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, go on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Tell them what you need. You know, everybody needs prayer at some point. Come on now. And some need prayer all the time. There's nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. If you know where help is, get help, the right help. Glory to God. See what God is saying. Don't just go and get anybody. Because sometimes you can hear, well, you know, these people be saying, well, you know, I want to know what, give me some scripture and tell me what the Lord is saying. You know, where should I go if I don't know where to go, if I'm a little bit confused, you know? Amen, glory to God. That's what you want. You don't want to always go to somebody and they'll say, well, you know what? I see it like this and I see it like that. When you hit them eyes, you better get to running. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you don't want to be led down the wrong path. My God, my God. Go to someone whom God has gave wisdom and have years of wisdom over this thing and have years of studying the word and stand before the Lord and in his presence. Hey, glory to God. Can hear from God that can help you. I'm hooking you up now. Hey, glory to God. I'm hooking you to the right chain. So listen up. You can go online. Go on Facebook. Apostle Yvonne Rouse. Ah, glory to God. Awesome woman of God. Pastor Joseph Ross, awesome man of God. And any of the wild team, glory to God. Any of us, get hooked up, hallelujah, to the right chain. You know, chain links can be broken sometimes because you're not hooked up to the right one, glory to God. Because you want God to move in your life like never before and give you good direction and instruction. So I'm telling you, go online and hook up with them. Just inbox them, and then they'll get back with you. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partnering with us, you know, you will receive many, 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 many perks all the way from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it starts over again every week. You don't miss it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're only asking for $25 or more. So come on and join and be a partner on this day. I'm encouraging everybody to join and be a partner. Yes, your local tithes go to your church. Yes, but there's no reason for you not to partner with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's what it's seed time, harvest time, right? Glory to God. So you plant some good seeds, you expect a good harvest. But if you keep planting that dollar, then don't expect nothing but the dollar harvest, you know, because sometimes people get so tight, you know, my money's tight. Yeah, but that's when you should not hold back. That's when you should give. So, Lord, I'm going to give it, and I'm going to expect you to grow it. Amen. And stay in faith while you're waiting on your harvest to come from that seed that you sowed. So I encourage you to come on and hook up with us. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody else have pressed the one. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to just bless the ones that's on this line, Lord, those that are listening my way, oh Lord. Bless them in a mighty way, oh Lord. You know what they need. You know what they have need of. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless them, Lord, like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to go in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, Lord God, and bless those, Lord God, that need a blessing from you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to give them more strength, Lord. Give them peace in their mind. Let them know that everything's going to be all right, Lord God, because you're there with them. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. You said never see no righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. So, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to bless them, Lord God, as you see fit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, heal their body, Lord God. Heal them everywhere they hurt, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, if their ankles are hurting, we know that you can heal that part of the body. Lord God, you can heal all parts of the body. But Lord, we say give them strength, even in their ankle bones, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, because we know you did it, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the word of the Bible, so we know, Lord, you can do it for them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for those who are lost. We pray them back into the fold right now in the name of Jesus. Just because things weren't going their way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we call them back, Lord. They said that their blessings weren't coming fast enough, so they went out and tried to get them on their own. Lord, we call them back right now in the name of Jesus, because without you, Lord God, they can't do nothing. In the name of Jesus, the one that they get, it will only last for a little while, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we call them back right now, in the fold, right now, in the name of Jesus. We say, Satan, take your hands off them. Oh, glory to God. Those that once were preachers, oh, glory to God. Lord, we call them back because they were tempted, Lord God. They were carried away by their own lust. In the name of Jesus, we said, deliver them right now and set them free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call those back in, Lord God, who were once deacons, in the name of Jesus. They were led astray, oh my God, by Satan's devices, in the name of Jesus. So we call them back, in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal them, and set them free right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, oh, my Lord, those who are having headaches, in the name of Jesus, their stress pattern, their stress level has gone up. We decree and we declare right now for their stress level to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Oh, my Lord, we cast it back into the pit in the name of Jesus. No stress. Oh, glory to God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There is someone. Oh, my God. Every night, every day. Hallelujah. You'll get those bills and you'll look out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You look one time. Hallelujah. Let me help you out what you need to do. Let me help you out. What you need to do is, yes, you got to look at them, sure, because you know what to pay and how to pay it and what to do. Glory to God. When you get them, hallelujah, and you go ahead and look through them, said, okay, I'm going to do this. Go ahead and write your checks out, however you want to do it. If not, you say, oh, well, I'm going to get money ordered to do this. Just go on and write it down. Write it down. But don't look at it every day, over and over and over. Are you going to pay it or are you not? By you looking at it every day. And then the thing is, you wait till it's bedtime and then you want to go and you look at the thing. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. When that time, when it's time to go to bed, you want to go at peace. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to do. I want to be at peace at night when I go to sleep. Hallelujah. I don't want no bills crawling in my head. Glory to God. And I know you don't either. So just look at them. Go ahead. If you're going to write a check, put it in there. If you ain't, just put it over there on the side and lay it over there, and you'll know that you've already looked at it. Now, I know you got to look at them now. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want nobody in the dark. I know you got to look at them. Just take them and put them over there. Amen. Glory to God. Where you know you're going to pay them. Just leave them over there, glory to God. But don't look at them every night when you get ready to go to bed. You say, I ain't got nothing else to do. Well, yes, you will. Let me help you out. Pick up the Bible. That'll help you a long way than it will you picking up them bills every night and taking them to bed with you. You're wearing it. Hallelujah. You're wearing your debt. Oh, good God Almighty. You're wearing your debt to bed. Glory to God. You want to be at peace. You don't want nothing to disturb that peace. There are many things that come and try to distract us. And you know what? That's one of the world's worst right there. Amen. People, that's number one. Glory to God. Number two is debt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if you're paying your tithes and offering, you can take it to the hill from which come your help. The Lord, I am a tither. I am a giver. Now, if you're robbing the grave and you're robbing the cradle, let me help you out. Hallelujah. Then guess what? You're going to struggle. Hallelujah. And you're going to struggle for a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But if you're paying your tithes and the offering, then you can take it to the hill. Take to the hill which come your help. All your help comes from the Lord. The Lord our tithe. I'm not talking about them skip hidden and missing. Amen. We're going to get into the word. Hold on. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about you skipping, hitting, and missing. Ah, glory to God. And then you're holding back. Because I know sometimes people hold back. They don't want to give it. They hold back. Well, Lord, I'm going to give you this half, and I'm going to hold back this other half because I seen this dress over here that I wanted, and I seen this purse over here that I wanted. Amen. Glory to God. Psalm. Hallelujah. My God, but that ain't what you do. You give God your all, and I promise you, he will bless you, oh, my God, because obedience is better than sacrifice. You're only giving 10%. That's all he asked for, 10%, my God. Glory to God. Then you got the rest to do whatever it is you want to do with it. Hallelujah. Now, if you can't do that, I don't know. My God. You need to ask God, so Lord, what's holding me back? Help me, Lord, to get up to paying my tithes and offerings. If you ain't there, ask God to help you to get there. Hallelujah. You know, there's some old saints that still ain't paying their tithes and offerings. I remember, amen, that ain't my message, but we're gonna get into it. Like I said, just hold on. Hallelujah. I remember, you know, when I became a young Christian and I learned about my tithe, paying tithes and offering. And I remember when my father, you know, I talked to my father, hallelujah, about it. You know, I said, Lord, you got to help me and show me what I need to do and how I need to do it. So he did. He showed me. And so I began to come up a little higher. And then when I grabbed hold to that right there, glory to God, then I went on and I told my natural daddy, in other words, hallelujah, I told my daddy about it. We talked about it. And, you know, he called my name. I'm not going to tell you what he called me, hallelujah. But, you know, my name's Prophetess Martha. But he called me something else, hallelujah, glory to God. And I went to tell my daddy about it. And I said, Dad, I said, yeah. I said, see right here, I said, this is what it means, Dad, and this is what this means. And you know what my daddy did? And he was in the, I ain't gonna say old age, but golden age. How about that? Hallelujah. And he said, well, he said, listen, you know, because I took care of some stuff for him. And, amen. I did some of the stuff for him. Amen. Other siblings and all that good stuff. And he said, don't steal from God, baby. He said, make sure now. You write them checks out and you give it to the Lord now. He said, don't cut back on the Lord now. And once he found out, amen, what to do and how to do it, he then made sure that I wrote them checks and gave it to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, you ain't never too old to learn nothing. Hallelujah. Always keep an open mind so people can help you and teach you something. Always have a teachable spirit. If you always think you, amen, know everything, then can't nobody tell you nothing, you're in a dangerous place. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I know it. Hallelujah. I feel the backdraft. Yes, yes. I'm talking about money. Let's move on. Glory to God. Go ahead and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15. The title of my message today is Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. You know, we're going to read some, we're going to talk some, so let's go ahead and get started. Glory to God. I'm going to start at the first verse of 1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the word of the Lord. And he was telling him, now listen, you know, God sent me to go ahead and anoint you. So listen. You see, sometimes people be asking people, well, who anoint you? Who called you? God, he said, many are called, but few are chosen. Yes, he called you to ministry. Yes, and then you're going to build yourself up, you know. You're going to listen. You're going to sit there. You're going to listen. You're going to glean from your leaders, and you're going to get what you need. And then guess what? If they can trust you with a little, then, hey, glory to God. And guess what? Your next step is up the ladder. Hallelujah. And then they're going to go ahead and they will ordain you. If they know they can trust you, you're trustworthy. You hung in there when times are rough. You hung in there when it was in times of need. Glory to God. Whenever it was time for ministry, you hung in there. Glory to God. You went up today. Hallelujah. And down tomorrow. You went almost level to the ground. Glory to God. And then you tucked tail and you ran when they needed you. And they call you to come and usher at the back door. But you say, I'm busy. I'm watching a ball game. Hallelujah. And then you say, well, hold up. I ain't coming right now. I'll come in later. Glory to God. You wasn't faithful. Oh, hold up. Glory to God. Come on. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God. That's what you're going to get. Hallelujah. You're going to hold on. Those are the people that God will put up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, when you're under your leaders and you're listening and they can count on you. You were there when I needed you. You didn't tell me, hallelujah, you were going out shopping and when I needed you to do this and I needed you to help in the ministry. You didn't tell me, well, you know what, I was busy and I was just so tired. Just go ahead and take your extra cup of Jericho, amen, and go on down the road and do it. It'll be all right. Anything you do for God, hallelujah, it's going to be all right because he's going to give you the strength to do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which the Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Ah, my Lord. Let's move on to 3. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. You see right here, he was giving him some specific directions, telling him what instructions, telling him what to do. To go down now because they came against my people. Oh, my God. You see, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. And understand, if he said, I will repay, he will repay. So it's not for us, hallelujah, to try to repay people. You know, we can just pray about it and say, Lord, you handle it. But during that time and in that setting and in that place, you got to remember, amen, to stay. Oh, glory to God. You got to stay in your place. You can't fall out your place and try to help God out. Because if he said he's going to take care of it, he said, I got it. He got it. Glory to God. It may not come when you want it, but it's always right on time. Hallelujah. And some things God don't deliver us out of in the beginning because he wants us to learn different stuff out of that. He wants to learn things. For instance, he wants us to learn how to treat people. He wants us to learn how to love people. He wants us to learn how to just go ahead and tell people how we love them. You know, even though they done did us wrong, they done persecuted us, come against us, glory to God, never cut your toes off, but it's okay. Glory to God. See, God wants you to learn something out of everything. But sometimes people say, well, Lord, what am I going to learn out of this? You know? Glory to God. And then they'll go off and there's no reason. No reason. So you see, when he gave these specifics, I want you to go down there. He said, go right on over there and kill everything in the lake. Now, if he'd have gave some of that instruction, would we have went over there and kill everything in the land? If he tell us, I want you to go over there, and you tell JoJo, listen, JoJo, the Lord said you need to get delivered from all these drugs. You need to get delivered from your sex addiction. You need to get delivered from all this other stuff. Oh, glory to God that you've been doing. Now, would you go down there and you tell him? He said, go down there and tell everybody in that land. He'll send you to JoJo. He'll send you to FloMo. He'll send you to TV. He'll send you to Limit. He'll send you to all these different ones and tell them, listen, God said, are you going to go down there and tell them, well, you know what, Lord, they ain't going to listen to me. Okay, glory to God. Let's move on. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. Let's move on to 5. But what he was saying, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Okay, let's back up a little bit. What he was saying to go down there, he wanted to ambush them. That's what he wanted them to do. You know, sometimes you have to sneak up on the devil. You know, so many times the devil knows what we're doing because we always telling people, hallelujah. And when you tell somebody something, guess what? They're going to go and spread it. Don't tell them nothing that God wants to do, that God said he's going to do for you. Because guess what? They're going to pray against it. Well, I don't know what he ain't going to do that. Well, I don't see how he going to do that. You know, I did that once, and I learned from that. I don't tell nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there are some certain people you can't count on, but there are some that I can. I know that it won't go no further. I know this. But there are some that you tell, they're going to go and tell it. Well, you know what? God's going to give me this. God's going to do this. He told me the other night, this is what he's going to do. My God. And before you know it, they said, well, you know what? He told me that too. Not so. Hallelujah. Because you heard somebody else say that, so that sounds good. So you're going to try to take the blessing. Oh, God, you can't take people's blessings. Hallelujah. You're going to try to take it because God said he's going to give it to them. And then here you go. Hallelujah. You're in a mess because God didn't tell you that. Hallelujah. You got to see what he's saying for you. See what he's saying to you. See what he where he wants to take you. Glory to God. You can't get what is another man's. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. In other words, he waited on them. Hallelujah. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get ye down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Oh, don't you know if he told me, hey, said God told me to smite everything in the land, and he said, now, I'm going to give y'all a chance to get out of here. So here's what you got to do. You better get out of here now. If you refuse to get out of here, then you're going down too. Ain't that something? Whenever you go in a place, you know, God said, don't go in that place. Don't be going over there in the parties. Don't be going over there in them clubs. You know you're supposed to be saved. Then you're going to tip over in there, and he go in there and say, you know what? I'm going to destroy everything in here. Now you get a chance, one chance to get out of here. Glory to God. He spoke to you before you went in. And then he spoke to you while you're in there. He said, I'm giving you one chance to get out of here. If you don't, all hell going to break loose. So you need to get up and get on out of here. Now what you going to do, sit there? No, first of all, you don't need to go in there. So don't tempt the Lord thy God with that. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Let's go to 7. And Saul smite the Amalek from Hivite until thou comest to Shear. That is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Now, you see, he took him alive. But what did he tell him? He told him to go down there and kill everything. But he let him live. Agag was a king. Yes, he did. He let him live. And guess what he did? He killed most of it. Let's go on down to 9. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatling and the lamb and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. And in other words, he destroyed everything, amen, that wasn't fat, everything that didn't look good. Everything, hallelujah, that he didn't think that was going to be a real good thing for him. That's what it was. But he saved, hallelujah, glory to all the other stuff. Now, was that the instructions that he gave him? He told him to go down there and destroy everything in the land. But did he do it? No, he didn't. Now, that's where it comes in, that obedience is better than sacrifice. So when the Lord tells you something, you need to go and do it. Do it right then, you know. And I heard my pastor say, slow obedience is disobedience. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. As I was going through it and meditating on what the Lord had me to say through this, and I heard that, I said, oh, my God, now that's good. And it is. It's a slow obedience. It's disobedience. You know, say, well, Lord, you know what? I ain't going to do it right now. I'm going to do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. No, he wants you to do it right then. So it's slow obedience is disobedience. Now, when Saul went down there and told him to destroy everything, he told him to destroy it all. But Saul going to save some. Let's see what happened. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, 11, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. In other words, he said, I'm sorry I made him king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandment. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. See, it grieved Samuel, because Samuel would have God appointed him to go and anoint Saul. And it grieved Samuel that he was talking to Samuel, telling Samuel. Now, that grieved me, because guess what? You know, God had anointed Saul through Samuel. And then Saul did not do what God told him to do. So when he tells you to do something, do it. You know, so many times now, I believe we don't get what we ask for and sometimes don't get what we want. He said he'll give you everything you need, and sometimes you don't get what you need because guess what? You're in disobedience. Glory to God. You know, it's something to be under the ministry, you know, like I say, maybe 15, let's just even go 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then something in a lifetime, glory to God, and not be obedient to your leaders. You go to church, you come back, they tell you to do something, you just lackadaisy with it. They tell you not to do something, you do it anyway. Come on. You know, and we had a really, really good, a good midweek manner, hallelujah, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in. I'm not going to talk about it much, hallelujah, but I want you to come on in, and you can get all this that I'm saying through your phone or via email. So come on in, pay your $25, hook up, and you can get all this, what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And, you know, following your leaders and listening to what your leaders say. Hallelujah. Do everything decent and in order. Glory to God. Now, what do you mean by decent and in order? Glory to God. When your leaders give you something to do, do your best at it. Do the decent thing to do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But some don't do that. Then you know you do it in order. Glory to God. If you do it in the order that they gave you and not going on your own order, glory to God. Don't you know God will bless you for holding on to your leaders? Don't you know God will bless you for doing as they asked you to do and not doing as you want to do? Let me tell you something. A good leader will not try to hold his people back. A good leader will turn them loose. You know, they let them out the pen and let them go, you know. Let them go ahead, hallelujah, and preach the word. Because if you're preaching the word and you're going and telling people about a man named Jesus, then that makes the leaders look good. They say, well, you know what, Lord, I did what you told me to do. Now, you know, it's time for them to go a little further. Glory to God. So, you know, it grieved Samuel, and he prayed all night because of Saul. Saul did not do what God asked him to do. So always learn to obey. Obedience is much better. Hallelujah. Then you're going out there on your own. Let's go to 12. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Glory to God. Let's move on to the 13th. And Samuel came to Saul and said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ear and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? I don't know where people get off that God can't hear. He hear and he see everything you do. So you see right here, he didn't think Samuel was going to hear them bleating of the sheep down there. Can you imagine them good old sheep down there going bad, bad? Come on, man. Hallelujah. And don't you know they were going loud enough for him to hear them? Glory to God. They wasn't going to be quiet. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. So you understand, you see, amen, it's so important to do what they say do. And it's so important, hallelujah, to do what the Lord is telling you to do, hallelujah, through your leaders. You know, so nowadays, everybody wants to be in charge. But you got to have some to lead, and you got to have some that you need to follow. Glory to God. You got to have some followers, hallelujah, my God, so they can tell you which direction to go, what to do, what not to do. So that way, when you get up and you get out there, amen, on your platform, you won't fall flat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. 15. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalek, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now, ain't that something? But he didn't tell him that. He told him when he go down there to destroy everything in that land. He told him. Now, do you see the connection, hallelujah, as it takes us back just a little, just step back just a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. After all they had went through when they were trying to get delivered out of Egypt and all this good stuff, hallelujah, glory to God, and they were running, hallelujah, and they did all this stuff against God's people. Well, guess what? He came back, and he said, vengeance is mine, so he came back because, guess what? They did his people wrong. So you know what? You see right here, when someone do you wrong, don't you worry. He going to get them back. He going to get them. Glory to God. You know, you reap just what you sow. You know, we were talking about that, amen, and, you know, sometimes we have discussions, and they were talking about it. I said, yep, that's what it is. You going to reap just what you sow. But people don't believe that. They really don't. Hallelujah. They don't believe it. They don't believe it. In other words, they don't believe the word of the Lord. Yes, they're not. Nah, they don't believe it. I've heard it and seen it so many times. But you're going to reap just what you sow. That means, you know, I always used to hear him, you sow it on the mountain, you're going to reap it in the valley. Ah, my God. Come on. Those some good old days and some good old times when they sing some of that stuff. Now I can't sing, you know, so I can just talk it out. Glory to God. But you will reap just what you sow. Let's move on to 17. And Samuel said, when thou was little in thine own sight, wasn't thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? He said, you were, when you were nothing, come on now. He said, you didn't think much of yourself. And then God made you, oh my God, king over Israel. Let's move to 18. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. In other words, go fight against them, Saul. You got my permission. Go down there, kill it all. Kill everything in there until they are destroyed. He gave him some specific instructions. How many of you, glory to God, have your leaders, hallelujah, gave you some specific instructions, but you went another way. Hallelujah. Look at Saul. He went a whole other way. God gave him instructions. God give your leaders instructions, amen, on what they need to do and how they need to teach you and what you need to learn at a certain point. Glory to God. But do you listen? Okay, I'm going to let you answer that. Okay, let's move on to verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoils and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? Oh, my God, my God. He said, why didn't you obey? He was asking him, why? Why didn't you obey? Let's see what Saul's answer was on 20. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the small sheep and oxen, the chief of the thing, which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Okay, you know what? Saul was just really, and that's how people are. They'll do that sometimes. You know, I'm right. I'm going to do it my way anyway. Hallelujah. That's what they say. But did you do it the way God tell you to do it? If he said, shut up, shut up. If he should go over there and tell that person, you know, I love them, and that's what you do. Just say, you know what, the Lord loves you, and you know what, just leave it alone. And that little alone can help somebody right there. You ain't got to go and try to conjure up nothing. Well, hold up, let me see what else the Lord wants to say. No, he just told you to give him the two words. And when your leaders tell you to do something, just go and do it like they say do it. If you don't understand, then ask him again. It's no harm in asking again. Hallelujah. So you can understand. But when they tell you the first time, let me help you out. Get your pencil, your paper, write it down, and then said, okay, this is what they told me to do. And then before I get off the phone, I'm going to say, hold up, wait a minute. Then I'm going to repeat it back. Is that how you want it done? Yes. And then that's what you do. That's obedience. So if you ain't obeying your leaders, you know you ain't obeying on your job. You ain't obeying God. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. Because guess what? That they are God sent people, amen, to tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it. Right? Glory to God. Let's move on. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of a ram. He said, hold up, wait a minute. Hallelujah. He said, what's more important? What you think more important? He said, you know, you sacrificing or to obey God? So a burnt offering, or is it better for you to sacrifice, to be obedient? He said, is burnt offering and sacrifice more important, or is obedience more important? He said, come on, now which is important? Hallelujah. To obey is more important than anything. You know, we're in a season where, you know, there are some even in churches and different things where you go in every Sunday, you wear your hat, you got on your nice stilettos, and, you know, I'm dressed nice, you know, and everything. But still, you don't know how to obey God. Ain't nothing wrong with you wearing your nice, you know, your nice suit, you're in your bombers, you know, wearing you're toting your expensive purse. Come on, Michael Kors, and I ain't nothing wrong with none of that. Because we women want to look good. Hey, nothing wrong with it. I'm all for it. Glory to God. But come on. Don't go in that church and then you know that you ain't obeying God. You come out the same way. You still ain't obeying. You go back in every Sunday, I didn't obey. And you come out again, I'm still not obeying. You don't go in the same way. Hallelujah. You don't come out the same way you went in. Hallelujah. You need to obey the Lord. Come on now. Because we in a season now. If you don't obey, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to sift it like wheat. God's going to separate wheat from the tares. He is. He's going to separate it. And he's in the separation season right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's in that separation season. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 23. He said, for rebellion is it as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Oh, he was saying sorcery and pride is a sin, hallelujah. And it's just like him not obeying that, obeying God, hallelujah. So learn to obey the Lord thy God with all thy, all you got. If you don't understand, I encourage you to go back, hallelujah, and ask your leaders, what do they want you to do, and how do they want you to do it? My God, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's something I don't understand, amen, glory to God, I'm going to ask again. I'm going to write it, like I said, I'm going to write it down, and then I'm going to ask before I, you know, get off the phone call or whatever. It don't matter. Hallelujah. And that's what you do. But you got to learn how to obey, hallelujah, because if you're not obeying, you're stopping God's flow. He can't move in your life like he wants. That's why you've been asking for stuff and you can't get it. Glory to God. That's why you're asking for things and you can't give them. Glory to God. And that's why when you get something, it's just a temporary fix. It is not, hallelujah, a long-term thing. Because God can fix finances. He can fix anything. He can fix a man. He can fix a woman. He can fix it all up. Because guess what? He is the Lord thy God, and nothing is too hard for him. So he can fix anything he wants to fix. But through your disobedience, hallelujah, oh, my Lord, that's why sometimes you can't get what you need. Glory to God. And so Saul went on, and he told Samuel to come on now. We're going to have to read a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit. He said, come on in there and go with me. Samuel told him, I am not going nowhere with you. Glory to God. Come on, go with me. I'm not going with you. Glory to God. So he reached out to grab Samuel. And when he grabbed Samuel, oh, my Lord, he tore Samuel's coat off him. Glory to God. And Samuel turned around and he said, you see how you tore my garment? Oh, glory to God. That's just how God has ripped your kingdom from you. My God. Oh, glory to God. Did he do it? Yes, he did. Hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah, Samuel went on and he never did see Saul again. So you see, hallelujah, look at the repercussions for not obeying. Glory to God. Don't say, well, I thought. No. You don't have to say I thought. You can get clear understanding. Because if I don't understand, I'm saying, hold up, Lord, you just told me to do something. Lord, now listen, I want to make sure I got this right. Is this what you're saying? And he will say, yes, that's what I'm saying. And you said, you know, I don't need to go over here and do this. He said, and that's right. No, don't do that. Okay, glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. Get some good understanding, hallelujah. And he said, the sheep know my voice. A stranger you will not follow. That comes from being in the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, growing up as a child, you know, mom and daddy, they told you, well, you know what, you can't go here and you can't go there. Glory to God. And sometimes, you know, how during those days, they would go anyway. You know, they would just go ahead and take off after school and wouldn't come home and all those different type things. And when they finally came home, though, guess what? You know what they got? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes, you know, hallelujah, God has to do the same thing. He has to let you see. I told you not to go over there. I told you not to do this, but you did it anyway. So this is what happens when you go and do things anyway. A lot of times people are falling, hallelujah, from the pulpit because they are disobedient, glory to God, hallelujah. You see how God snatched that kingdom away from Samuel, and that's what he's doing in these days because he knows there are people that want to be saved. There are people who need ministry. There are people who want to get their lives straight. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he's snatching the kingdom out of my name, glory to God. He's snatching it away and giving it to those that he know that's going to obey his word and serve, oh God. And he said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So that's why you need to learn how to obey. Don't look at me. No, our prophet is Martha. Obey the word of God. Hallelujah, glory to God, because I'm just a servant. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Understand, hallelujah, what obedience is. Because if you can't be obedient, hallelujah, you can't be obedient to the ministry. You can't be obedient in paying your tithes and offerings. You can't be obedient to the word of God as he tells you to do something. You can't be obedient there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then you're not being obedient even on your workplace, hallelujah, glory to God. So stop murmuring and complaining. Oh, my God. You see what obedient, what disobedient got Saul. It got his kingdom ripped away. Now, if he had obeyed, what do you think? It's no telling what God could have gave him. You see, he said, if I can trust you with a little, I'll give you much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he was sorry that he made Saul king. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he was sorry. Oh, my God. But God is straightening out some stuff now. God is calling some people down. Oh, my God. Hey, glory to God. I'm just saying what he's saying. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God, but understand he has a rough side, and he's not going to let these things keep going on, hallelujah, these dry words, these dry pulpits, hallelujah, glory to God, just get what I can get from it, oh, glory to God, and don't y'all pitch a fit, but whatever word you get, hallelujah, my God, not those who got staying power and actually want their people saved, oh, glory to God, he's calling down, he's tearing down some walls, oh my God, in ministries right now, oh glory to God, God said he's tearing down some walls, because there are some people who's been trying to hear the word and they can't hear the word for so much wicked and racket and all kinds of racket going on in the church and disturbances. He said he's cleaning it up. It's time to clean it up. Glory to God, because Jesus is a return. Oh, my Lord, there are those that are being obedient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they have a hard time, he said, in the sanctuary. Oh, glory to God. And there are those who go along with things that aren't right. He said he's going to move them out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. He said the obedient, hallelujah, will stand and take their place. Oh, my God. He said they're going to eat the good of the land. Glory to God. I see him renting, hallelujah. Oh, just like they told, hallelujah, when Saul told Samuel's garment. Oh, my Lord. He said, I'm tearing some things away. Hallelujah. I'm taking some people's, oh, my God, ministry from them. Hallelujah. Because you didn't obey. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. But he said, no more. No more. No more. Now listen, hallelujah. Hear what I'm saying to you. Hallelujah. Hear me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, no more. No more. No more. He said, no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to hear about it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, some things that are coming to pass. He's going to rent it. Hallelujah. He's going to tear it away. Huh? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Because all that blood is on your hands. Hallelujah. For not teaching. Hallelujah. And preaching the real true word and not living the word of God. Huh? Not obeying. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. He said, I chose you. Hey, God. No, you were one of the chosen, huh? But you failed by the wayside. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, you didn't come to me for restoration. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said, they placed you back into the pulpit. He said, they shouldn't have done it. Glory to God. And them around you that did this. Oh, my God. God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He said, I'm going to repay. For those that know to do right and don't do it, to that man is sin. Oh, glory to God. So they sinned against me by placing you right back. Instead of, hallelujah, you coming to me for restoration, says the Lord. Oh, glory to God. You say, you didn't come. You didn't come. You didn't come. You didn't come to be restored. You didn't come with a pure, repentant heart. You didn't come. Glory to God. You just didn't come. You didn't come. You didn't come. He said, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He said, those gifts that were not being used. Hallelujah. God said, oh, my God. He said, he's going to restore you because your gifts weren't being used. So you need some restoration. You need restore. Hallelujah. Because he's going to use your gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. We serve an awesome God, but obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying on today, in the name of Jesus, let that word meditate in their heart. Let it meditate in their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them repent and turn around right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know obedience is better than sacrifice, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, from this day forward, let them obey the word of the Lord. Let them obey their leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anything in them, Lord God, that's trying to stop them from obeying the leaders, God, the leadership in the churches, Lord. Lord, I decree and I declare on this day, as they heard this word of the Lord, as they go out in the atmosphere, and it compels them, Lord God, to obey leadership. Oh, my God, my God. And those that are around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the word meditate on their heart day and night so they can have success in the name of Jesus to obey and serve in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jennifer, you were one of those people. You've been trying to do right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. You really have been catching it. But God said he's going to restore that thing. Hallelujah. Because you know what he's called you to be. Hallelujah. But they wouldn't use you because you stood up for what was right. I can hear you saying, now, y'all know that's not right. That's not what the word says. But they didn't want to hear what you were telling them. But God said he's going to restore that thing. He's going to move all them out of the way that were doing all that foolishness. He said, all of them going to be gone. Don't worry about it. Because he's going to move you to the front. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear him saying it's been 15 years and you've been trying to get him to do right. He said, no more. Don't worry about it. He said, this is his. He's coming in. Hallelujah. He's going to come in. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So don't worry about it. God said, I got you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the line without giving altar call. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. I'm yours, God. I repent for all my sins that I have committed, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to obey and serve the way you want me to obey and serve, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. So I encourage you on this day to get in a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being lived. The Word of God is being taught. The Word of God is all around you where the anointing is. Hallelujah. And it will destroy yokes and lift burdens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And before I leave the line, I want to make sure that you go over and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love. Amen. Don't forget, she's coming up next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break here, and then you can go over and hear none other than Minister Elaine Jackson on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has laid on her heart to feed his people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the show on Tuesday. None other than Apostle and Pastor. Come on with a bang. Glory to God. Don't forget Elder Bertha Askew coming on Saturday. Glory to God. Praying the house down. Taking it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the next level in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't forget all the announcements. And we want you to partner with us. So come on and partner. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. God bless.